Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Skies are clear over Jerusalem with a cool breeze, while Tel Aviv enjoys a warm start to the day. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures. Overall, it's a pleasant day for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports that Hezbollah struck an Iron Dome battery with an FPV drone. The IDF is struggling to counter this threat. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports Hezbollah posted a video of the drone strike. The IDF calls this a full-scale war and is deploying new detection systems. Also this hour, I-24 News reports the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. Iran's Revolutionary Guard threatens U.S. bases after recent tanker attacks. Separately, from the forward, we remember Abe Foxman, a prominent ADL leader who passed away. He was affectionately known as the Jewish Pope. And finally, JTA confirms the passing of Abraham Foxman at 86. He transformed the ADL during his tenure from 1987 to 2015. From X, the latest. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that U.S. Marines are training on the USS Tripoli. This is part of readiness for boarding operations during the U.S. blockade against Iran. Also, Iris, a security analyst, posted that Israeli officials are considering reducing humanitarian aid into Gaza. They believe Hamas has resumed near full operation there. Meanwhile, Raylan Givens, a political commentator, posted that the U.S. should adopt a more forceful approach with Iran. He argues that overwhelming force is necessary for effective negotiation. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's drone strike, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. The attack on the Iron Dome battery highlights a growing challenge for the IDF. The use of FPV drones is advancing and poses a significant threat to Israel's air defenses. This escalation could impact regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, I-24 News notes, these actions are part of a broader response to threats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The situation remains tense, as Iran warns of consequences for U.S. military assets. This could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and affect diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, the passing of Abe Foxman marks the end of an era for the ADL. He was a pivotal figure in fighting anti-Semitism and promoting Jewish causes. As reported by JTA, his leadership left a lasting legacy in civil rights advocacy. His loss is felt deeply by communities worldwide. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reveals a courtroom revelation about Elon Musk could disrupt the AI industry. Shivon Zillis, a former executive, testified about Musk's influence at OpenAI. Separately, Globes reports Indian company KPIT is acquiring Israeli startup Kaimotiv. Founded by former Shin Bet chief Yuval Diskin, it focuses on vehicle cybersecurity. And finally, optimism in the markets. As Wallah Business notes, oil prices are dropping. The Tel Aviv Stock Exchange is surging on hopes of U.S.-Iran negotiation progress. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.